And now, from the kids' zone, it's bedtime adventures, adventures, adventures. Hey, why is there an echo in here? Echo in here. Echo in here. Because it's cool. Because it's cool. Because it's cool. Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's story. I'm so excited you decided to join us tonight. We have a very interesting and exciting tale lined up for you entitled The Legend of the Squirrel Whisperer. So without any further ado, let us roll over into our story, shall we? And as you remember, like with all good stories, we must start from the start, and we must begin from the beginning. Well, you see, it was January in Montgomery. Really cold. It was one of those days where you had to wear your big jacket. You know, a parka or something. Along with a beanie to cover up your ears. It was one of those days when you had to bring the plants inside and cover up the pipes so they wouldn't freeze and burst, flooding the inside of your house. Now, it was on this day that a peculiar mystery unfolded that captured the attention of a young sleuth named Jet and his loyal canine companion Bear and his two brothers, James and Jace. The mystery began when a mischievous villain started wreaking havoc in the neighborhood. It all started innocently enough with rumors of stolen picnic baskets and disappearing bird feeders. However, things took a sinister turn when the people in the neighborhood reported things missing from their yards and garages. Some people spoke of seeing squirrels behaving strangely. Rumors whispered that there was an old rotter that lived in the woods that was orchestrating it all. That this tall, lanky hermit of a man could control the animals of the forest. Some people called him the Squirrel Whisperer, but in fact, no one had actually ever laid eyes on him. He was more of a legend, or a rumor more than anything else. But Jet, always up for an adventure, took it upon himself to investigate these peculiar occurrences. So armed with his trusty magnifying glass and accompanied by Bear, Jet followed a trail of acorns leading into the heart of the forest nearby. Jason James followed along behind him. "Dude, there is no such thing as the Squirrel Whisperer," declared James. "It's just a story that parents make up to scare their kids." "You don't know that, James," said Jace. "Gavin said he saw him once. He said he's really tall and skinny, and he wears a black coat, and he has beady eyes and a long bony nose. He said that when he saw him, the man turned around and disappeared into the woods, coughing and hacking a lot. He said that squirrels were following him. And Gavin said that he followed him deep into the woods, and then he found an old shack there. But when he saw it, he turned around because he was scared."
"I don't know. I just don't believe it," said James.
"Well, what is that then, James?" asked Jet. And there, hidden among the trees, they discovered a secret lair, an old ramshackle hut that looked like it was about to fall down. Plumes of gray smoke billowed out of a rusty tin chimney that poked through the old roof. All three of them looked at each other and were thinking the same thing. This must be the place where the Squirrel Whisperer plotted his nefarious deeds. All around the old hut, there were scattered picnic baskets, toys, bird feeders, and belongings, which were reported missing from the various houses and garages of the neighborhood. Suddenly, the old front door burst open, and a tall, lanky man emerged. He was donning a black coat and had beady eyes and a long, bony nose. He squinted his eyes and pointed at the three boys and their dog, Bear.
"What in tarnation are y'all doing here? Don't you know this is private property? Get out of here before I sick my critters on yous."
To their surprise, The squirrel whisperer was none other than their own neighbor, Mr. Thompson. The old man put his fingers to his lips and let out a loud whistle into the trees. And then, as if on command, a multitude of squirrels began skittering down the trees, all headed in the direction of the boys. One jumped on Jace's leg and began climbing up his body. Bear, the dog, seeing this, jumped up and knocked the squirrel off of Jace. "Run!" shouted Jet, and the three boys quickly ran as fast as they could out of the area to escape. So the rumors were true. The old man had devised a diabolical plan to train an army of squirrels to carry out his bidding, believing that they were his perfect minions for his mischievous schemes. Once safely back home, Jet, with the support of his brothers and Bear, devised a clever plan to thwart Mr. Thompson's evil intentions. So, armed with bags of nuts and seeds, they lured the squirrel army away from the neighborhood and into a designated squirrel-friendly zone in another part of the forest. And as the army of squirrels enjoyed their newfound freedom, Mr. Thompson's control over them weakened. Jet and his brothers confronted the misguided villain, convincing him to abandon his plans and make amends for the chaos that he had caused. So in the end, Mr. Thompson, realizing the error of his ways, apologized to the people of the neighborhood and returned all their things, and he promised to channel his love for nature in a more positive direction. The once mischievous squirrels returned to their carefree antics, and peace was restored in Montgomery. So Jet, Bear, and the brothers became local heroes, celebrated for solving the mystery of the squirrel whisperer. The tale of the brave young sleuth and his loyal dogs spread throughout Montgomery, turning a once ominous mystery into a lighthearted and unforgettable adventure. Well, there you have it. The mystery of the squirrel whisperer solved. I hope you enjoyed our story tonight. I really enjoyed having you. And I can't wait to see you in our next episode of Bedtime Adventures. 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 Adventures.